Favorable conditions will occur across the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through the next full week to 10 days with a good mix of rain and sunshine likely. The cold weather that we talked about yesterday that the models were trying to produce across a big part of the Midwest has been largely removed from the forecast. Now, it will still turn cooler this weekend and continue that way into early next week, with the Great Lakes region likely to see the coolest biased temperatures. We'll likely see lows in the 30s across a fair amount of that region, with some lower 40s still occurring in the lower parts of the Midwest. The coolest days will probably occur early next week, Sunday and Monday, and that'll be focused mostly on Michigan, some areas in Ohio, and on off into the northeast part of the U.S., Pennsylvania, New York. And those areas will likely see some frost and freeze conditions, but I don't think we're going to get very far to the south across the Midwest, the lower Midwest, for any kind of threatening weather. So the low temperatures in most of those southern areas will stay far above the damage threshold, and we're not really concerned about the situation at all. The change today is rather sharp from that of yesterday, but it is more in line with what we talked about earlier this week. Really, most of the extremely cold conditions that occurred for about a 24-hour period in the forecast models ending yesterday morning was a little out of line, and we thought so at the time, but we were concerned that there might be some validity to it. And certainly today's model solution makes me feel a lot more comfortable about the overall outlook for the region. In addition to the fact that we don't have any threatening cold across the majority of the region, we do have an increased opportunity for rain in many areas. A large part of the Midwest has seen a very pleasant spring so far as moisture is concerned. No area has been critically dry, although there have been pockets of dryness around periodically, and certainly the northwestern part of the Midwest, which was quite dry early in the season, has done quite well with the improved rainfall here in the past week or so, and we're probably going to see additional precipitation in some of these areas. It's also been a little dry in Kansas and Missouri. They are poised to get some good precipitation as we move forward through this next week, and hopefully everything will come together as suggested. And if that's the case, then our soil profile will likely be adequate for more planting and aggressive early season crop development. Our temperatures have been cool biased, and because of that, we've slowed down some of the plant emergence rates, and some of the early season development has not gone very well so far. Well, the next week to 10 days will probably give us a better opportunity for crop development, especially since the cold air that occurs late this weekend into early next week is going to be the last in the sequence of cold air surges into the Midwest. And as we get into a little bit less of a threatening mode, these crops will have better opportunity to develop more consistently from one week to the next. Now, we are not done with the cold. Be careful to not fall into that. We do expect to see some cooler weather return across the region as we get into the middle part of May, and the second to third weeks of the month could be rather nippy once again across at least a part of the upper Midwest. The precipitation prospects, specifically as we move forward through these next several days, will likely be greatest for precipitation to come along and moisten up the soil in quite a few areas, coming out of South Dakota and Nebraska into parts of Missouri and Illinois, maybe even parts of Kansas, and eventually across southern portions of Ohio. The precipitation that's advertised could be at least sufficient enough to lift that soil moisture profile considerably, with a greater amount of moisture to work with in future field working operations. Some of the models are suggesting 1 to 2 inches of rain in some of the drier areas of Missouri and Kansas, and extending that into parts of Ohio. Be real careful here. Some of that seems to be overdone, but we should still get beneficial amounts of moisture. This is Drew Lerner, meteorologist with World Weather Incorporated.